This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we're not answering any calls today. We are giving out information for you that is timely this time of year. I'm going to be out for a few weeks and recording these so you guys have some live content. You know, the next hour, I will say, if you can't hear it locally in that 8 o'clock hour coming up, so an hour from now, I want you to go to our website at paulparent.com and go to Listen Live, because at 8 o'clock, we're bringing on my brother Jason. We're going to be on for the entire 8 o'clock hour. We're talking Thanksgiving. We're talking Christmas. We're talking cut flowers. We're talking do's and don'ts. We're reminiscing about some things. I mean, it's awesome. It's going to be awesome. This is one that I want you to see. So definitely stay tuned for that. That's going to be exciting. We've been talking a little bit about things to do outside because, right, we want to stay outside as long as possible. Right, it's just being outside just does something when it comes to just how you feel. Working in the garden, I mean, it's just something where it just, I can't describe it. You could work all day and work in the garden when you get home. You could have been tired from work. But when you get in that garden, it's a different kind of tired, and it's a good tired. It's a tired that feels great. And it's a time where you can just be out there, right? You know, it's a time where you're just out there, you're one with nature, and you're just doing what you got to do. It's so nice. So we're trying to spend as much time as we can outside until the end of the season. So, you know, we're coming up the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, we don't want it to be forgotten. You know, it's that holiday that gets stuck in the middle between Halloween where there's so much candy and you're coming off that sugar high for a couple of weeks that you just kind of hibernate for a little bit before, you know, the Christmas holiday season. But there's that Thanksgiving season as well. So we'll discuss some things we can be doing with Thanksgiving coming up. So I just want you to stay tuned for that. Now, one thing that I wanted you to think about, because a lot of you, we have talked about poinsettias and keeping them year after year and getting them to rebloom. So the poinsettias obviously needed that 10-week period with about 12 hours of light per day. And then, in October, the beginning of October, we're looking at, you know, that plant to be in complete darkness, right? We don't want it exposed to light. We're putting it in the cabinet, we're putting it in the closet, we're putting it everywhere else but. And we leave it in there for about 8 weeks, right? That 8 weeks is usually about the last week of November when we should be taking it out to get it to rebloom. Right? We're just about there. We're a week away from the last weekend about, give or take a day, but you get the idea of when the last weekend is, right? In November. So this is the time to bring that poinsettia out of the dark. Bring it, put it in that sunny window. We're going to try and get as much sun as possible, right? We are going to keep that plant in the window 24/7, and you will start to see the flower buds, right? In about, we'll start to see them mid-December. But for now, for this time frame, I want you to start fertilizing again. I want you to water. The fertilization is going to help it get bigger and better. We're looking at liquid fertilizers, and we're not looking at a granular at this point. Granular is a slow release, right? We want that quick release. So you could use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose liquid food. You know, Bonide has a 10-10-10 liquid food. You could, you know, look at some of the Espoma liquid fertilizers. All of those things are the best way to do it, right? You mix them with water, put them in. And then mid-December, you're starting to see the flower buds. That's when you stop fertilizing, but you keep watering it. And then around Christmas time, it should start to bloom again, right? So we're at that end period of that Christmas time frame to bring that poinsettia out. Now, if you're one that just wants to buy a poinsettia, and maybe you want to have it for next year at this time and keep going, well, I want to give you a little bit of information on what to do, right? So, you know, you'll have it blooming until January in the house. And a lot of times people just say, all right, see you later. We'll get rid of it. But you can actually keep this plant all year round. There are people out there who have had poinsettias for years upon years upon years. So those months of January, February, and March, you're going to continue to water it. You're going to keep it going. Keep it in that window, those types of things, right? You're going to water it whenever the soil starts to dry out just a little bit. April's going to come around. You're going to slowly actually decrease the water. You're actually looking for that plant to dry out in between waterings. And not dry out to the point where the stems shrivel. We're talking like dry out to the soil where it changes a little bit, to right to the point right before it's going to completely dry out. It's going to take a week or two, but this poinsettia will get acclimated to the decreasing amount of water you're putting it in, you're putting in it, right? At this point, you're going to move it to a cooler spot, garage, basement, something that is heated. We want it to be above 60 degrees, but it doesn't need to be any higher than that. So sometimes it's a, you know, a breezeway. Sometimes it's a mud room or the garage that's somewhat heated, right? We want to get it into those areas just to cool it off. Just keep it a little bit cooler and kind of, we're not doing much with it. Now in May, that's when we're going to do some big stuff that you're going to say, really? Do I have to? Well, this is when you're going to cut all the stems, and depending upon the size of it, you're going to cut it back to 4 inches all the way around. I know it's drastic on some of these things, but you definitely need to do it. And at that point, you're going to repot it. Now put it in the next size up. Add some new potting soil. Heavily water it in. Now you put that in the brightest window that you can find in your house and keep it in the temperatures of 65 to 75 and just let it go. You'll water it, you know, as needed. You'll start with the fertilizer every 2 weeks. We'll move into June. June, you can start to go outside with the poinsettia. You seen a poinsettia outside? And a lot of times, you're not even thinking about them. But in June, we're starting to think summer, but you're thinking Christmas because you're putting that poinsettia outside. Make sure you put it in a partially shaded location because at this point, the hot sun is too much. in the winter months, when the sun is lower, it's not as hot, right? Whereas in the summer, with it higher and it's out there for longer, you could actually hurt your poinsettia. But at that point, you want to put it in a shady area. Now, come July, we're doing a pinch to this plant. So everything that's grown, we pinch it back by about an inch. What it's going to do is help make it a little bit wider, a little bit thicker, a little bit better. At that point, you know, it's growing, it's doing what it should be doing. And mid-August, it should be all leafed out again. You're going to actually pinch it one more time. So we are pinching this back multiple times because it's going to make that poinsettia thicker, stronger, better, everything you need. Now, once September hits, usually, but, you know, usually it starts to get colder in September. We know that those temperatures change, but if you're looking to get that poinsettia to rebloom on time again, you need to bring that poinsettia inside in early September. Keep it in that sunny window, keep fertilizing, keep watering. But then we're back to that point where it starts to need that dark period starting October 1st. And then that process starts all over again. So the poinsettia, lots to do, but you can keep it year-round. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Fomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number today, we're just giving you tons of information to do when it comes to your garden, and we'll be here for the 4 hours. It's going to be all live stuff, all new stuff that we haven't talked about this season yet, but I wanted to do this. I'm going to be out for a few weeks. As I said earlier, I'm calling it some preventative maintenance needs to get done, but I need to take a little bit of time off, so I wanted to give you some live programming. So last break, we were talking a little bit about poinsettias and just going through it. And, you know, we're just about to hit Thanksgiving. And, you know, we always skip over it. But I was thinking about it. What else could we talk about? And we talk about we'll talk about centerpieces. We'll talk about those things. But think about a Thanksgiving cactus. You've heard of the Christmas cactus. But did you know there's a Thanksgiving cactus? There's also the Christmas cactus. Oh, and don't forget the Easter cactus. Now, you might look at them and say, say what? What's different? Well, there is some subtle differences to each one of them. And you might be looking at it and saying, oh, I have a Christmas cactus. Oh, I have a Christmas cactus. It's fine. But it blooms during Thanksgiving. Or you're like, I have a Thanksgiving cactus, but it blooms in Easter. And that would be a weird one to different. But you get the idea here. So the Thanksgiving cactus, what's some of the main differences to it? And you might actually think that the Thanksgiving cactus is actually a Christmas cactus. So that Thanksgiving cactus, when you're looking at the branching, it has a flattened green stem in the center. But also, the bracts on there, on the main where you would look at them as leaves, they have pointed on both sides. They're pointed on both sides, their segments, right? So that's one way to tell if it's a Thanksgiving cactus. So if that cactus has pointed sides on its leaves, you know, we'll call them leaves for the ease of it, then it's a Thanksgiving cactus. Now, if it has rounded segments, it could be either a Christmas cactus or an Easter cactus. But this one, you're going to actually look and see, you're going to look at that flower. And if you see the flower when it comes up from the leaf itself, if it's a tubular-shaped flower, that's a Christmas cactus. But if the flower is not tubular and it comes out more as a star-shaped, more star-shaped than tubular, that's the Easter cactus. You're most likely not going to, you know, mix up the Easter cactus with the Thanksgiving or Christmas cactus because the Easter cactus blooms in the spring. But you'll be surprised. But the Christmas cactus and Thanksgiving cactus, you know, there's some differences between the two here that I think a lot of us would look at it and say, yeah, no, I have a Christmas cactus. And you say that is what it is, right? So, you know, I just want to bring it back up and just say, you know, the Thanksgiving cactus has those pointy edges. The Christmas cactus has smooth, rounded edges. Okay, so there's three types of that cactus. So real quick, just a little bit about it. The Christmas cactus and Thanksgiving cactus both love bright light, but not direct sun. So they want the light, but not full sun direct beating down on them. They want 65 degrees or warmer. You know, the flowers, if you're over, you know, if you're bringing them throughout the year and you're trying to get them to rebloom, they actually want about 10 to 15 degrees warmer. So they're looking at about 80 degrees to really push some of those flowers. Most of us are going to buy it at the garden center and it's already flowering. But if you have one for years and you're wanting to push the blooms, you want to make sure that it gets to closer to 80 degrees to push some of those flowers for you. You can keep these all year round. There are people, I wish I could remember the name, but last year somebody sent me a picture of a Christmas cactus that's been in their family for like 50 plus years. It's amazing what you can do with some of these guys. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll talk more flowers of what we can do this time of year. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun, sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA News Update. President Biden rejecting a call for a ceasefire, and instead he's advocating for a two-state solution between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Biden writing an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. In other news, many Americans on the road right now heading to their Thanksgiving destination. Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from the previous year.
To politics now, Donald Trump back in Iowa speaking to a crowd in Fort Dodge 8 weeks until the Iowa Republican caucuses on January 15th.
We're going to win the Iowa caucuses. We're going to crush crooked Joe Biden next November, and we're going to very simply make America great again.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not taking calls, but we're giving tons of live information. And we're thinking, you know, holiday-type plants, right? You know, we're talking a little bit about Christmas plants because we're not that far away from the next season. And I want you to get excited for that next season. I know Thanksgiving's right around the corner here, but I want to think about some of the Christmas plants. And it's not just about the poinsettia, right? Some call it poinsettia, whichever. And we'll talk about points. We already talked a little bit about what to do year-round, but in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about the poinsettia and where it comes from and all those details, because I think it is super cool. Every year I talk about it, it's amazing what you can do. But there's some other flowering plants out there. You know, we talked about one of them, the Christmas cactus, the Thanksgiving cactus, so two of them. But what else is there this time of year? You know, the amaryllis, right? Those come in tons of different flower colors now. You know, it's not just the red and pinks. It's the red, pinks, shades of pink, shades of white, white and pink, white and red, red and pink. I mean, there's just, you know, combinations of them. But these guys are ones that are known for the Christmas season, the Christmas time. But you need to plant them now in order to get them to bloom for Christmas. So we definitely should be looking at them now. A lot of your local garden centers, florists, are going to have them. They're obviously going to have them at some of the big box stores, whichever. Now, when you look at an amaryllis bulb, they're going to be multiple sizes. Just when you grab that amaryllis bulb, make sure it's harder, right? Make sure there's something to it. You know, it doesn't feel like a rock, but it feels just right before it's going to be a rock. If it's soft, don't buy it. If it's soft, it's not good. It's not going to work out well for you. You might as well just, you know, give somebody else the money, right? But if it's a harder bulb like that, and again, it's not a rock hard, but it's got some, when you push on it, it gives back. Those are the better ones to use. It takes about 6 weeks to flower. Now, if I'm doing my math correct here, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a little over 5 weeks till Christmas. But I'm sure if you purchase a a bulb, an amaryllis bulb now, it's going to be really close to Christmas for it to be blooming. Especially if you put it in some good sun, make sure it's taken care of, all those things. Right now is the time to get it, so it's going to flower for Christmas. You can also, you know, buy some of these already started at your local garden center. I've seen them in some really cool ways, right? They actually do this thing with the amaryllis where they will do a wax coating on the outside of the bulb. It'll come in different colors. They'll even put designs all over it. But you don't have to do anything. This is one where it's a one-and-done bulb. When it's done blooming, you throw it out. You could try to break off that waxy coating, but it's one-and-done. But they've come out with all these ways to put this waxy coating around it so you don't even have to like water it. You don't have to do anything. It just blooms for you. It does its thing. But if you want to plant it, that's fine too. You can put it in a container, you know, 8-inch container. Maybe it's a decorative container. And you just, you know, fill it in with some soil. Once the top gets dry, you water it. This would be one that you would plant yourself, right, instead of that waxy coating I was talking about. And you're going to put it in full sun. And you're going to force it into flower. If you were saying, I don't have enough time, I know it says 6 weeks, but I want it done before that. Well, if you have a grow light, throw the grow light over it after the sun comes down, right? Those are all things to be thinking about, pushing that sun to it. You know, it will take some shade, but just realize it's going to take a little bit longer to get that blossom. Now, every year I got to tell this story. I just still look back on it and I knew what should have happened, but back when I was in seventh grade, so a while ago, a good amount of time ago, I'm not even going to guess the numbers here. But we had to do a science project. Science project I did was I wanted to show what would happen between an amaryllis bulb that just got put in the sun. Nothing was done to it, wasn't watered, it wasn't anything. And then one that was put in a container, was watered, it was taken care of, all these things. Like just fertilizer, just it was babied. And, you know, I set the project up early because I knew that it takes 6 weeks for everything to bloom, right? I knew this whole process, knew exactly what I was going to do. And I watched it, and I learned about them, and I knew what was the different parts of the amaryllis, et cetera. What they are right now, I couldn't tell you. But I did all that, and I was like, I know exactly what's going to do. Because part of that project, you were going to predict what was going to happen. And I predicted the one that I babied and took care of and did everything for. It was going to be beautiful blooms. And the other one was just going to be like, meh, it's going to be there. Well, I think you know where this is going. You've probably heard this story before. But the fact of the matter is I got to that day that I had to do the science project. And the one that I didn't take care of was in full bloom. Flowers everywhere looked awesome. The one that I took care of and babied and did everything wasn't blooming. It was just a stem. It was there. I mean, like, even at that age, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, that shouldn't have happened. But the fact of the matter is plants are just amazing. They kind of do whatever they want. But the point of this story, too, is amaryllis are pretty easy to grow. If you put a lot of effort into it, you're probably going to get some things a little bit more. I could have actually, looking back at that experiment, I mean, I was in seventh grade, which makes me like 12. I mean, I didn't know all the things, right? I look back at it and say, maybe if I had done a little bit more light, the one that was being taken care of actually would have gotten more, right? It didn't get the extra heat. It didn't get all those things. But why the other one? Well, they might have had a head start. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is amaryllis are very easy to grow. They're one of the easier bulbs to deal with. Now, on the same token for easy bulbs to take care of, paper whites, right? Some people love them, and some people hate them. There's no in between. There's no like, eh, I like them. It's either, oh my God, I love those things, or, oh my God, do you smell those? But I'll tell you, paper whites, you know, are an old favorite, but I think they are something that brings in another color, another something other than a poinsettia. They're narcissus. So they're basically daffodils, just a smaller version, an indoor version. You can grow them all winter. It's not just right around now. But if you're looking for that Christmas bloom, you're going to need to do it now. So same time frame as the amaryllis bulbs. But here's the thing about the paper whites. Like I said, some people don't like the fragrance of them. Some people, they don't mind it. But I think the biggest issue with a paper white is the majority of them, when they get so tall, they all just fall over in the container. You can never get them to that point where they just stay up. So I wanted to bring the idea of, you know, using something like a mini peony ring or like a couple stakes and having those paper whites grow through that area, right? So that there is something there to hold them up. So when it comes time that they're about to flower and they're getting to that point where they're about to open, they don't fall over. Because that's something that happens to every single one of them, no matter what you seem to do. So let's think ahead. You know, if you get a big enough container, you could actually do some, you know, one of the grow-through grids that you use on your peonies, right? So you might be bringing some of those peony rings, all those things inside for the winter. Well, keep them out and use them for some of these paper whites. I mean, they might not be the greatest looking thing, but when they're through, you don't notice it as much. It's the same color as the stems, but they're going to stay up and bloom for you. You know, these are ones where a lot of times you'll actually see them just in those white marble rocks. They don't need a lot of soil. They don't need a lot of everything for it. So just look at that. It's a nice, easy one to grow. It goes hand in hand with the amaryllis. You know, I might even look at getting an amaryllis or a couple amaryllis. Get a nice size container, right? And then look for some of the paper whites because they have multiple sizes. They have some that get 8 to 10 inches. They have some that get 12 to 16 inches. Then they have some that get 16 to 20 inches, I believe. Get a couple different sizes. Get a nice container. Put a couple amaryllis in the center. And then put some smaller paper whites around it. Or, you know, make that design. You want to talk about a cool little design instead of, you know, a DIY yourself? Put that in there. And then you could even throw some of the greens from outside around that and make its own little container for your inside. Right? Just an idea. But then, if it's a big enough container, you can use that peony grid, that grow-through grid, to hold it up. So no big deal. Now, some other things to be thinking about this time of year. Your cyclamen. Right? Cyclamen is a cool little plant that, you know, the way it blooms, the stem comes up, and then the blossom kind of, like, droops down. And then behind it is where the flower is. I mean, it's so cool how they look. They actually love the cooler temperatures. They love them so much that if you keep them cool, I mean, not freezing, but cool, some of them can even bloom for up to 6 months. I mean, like 6 months? That's half a year. Like, I know some people out there who can't even, you know, keep a plant for that long. But could you imagine this thing blooming and you're just continuing to water it, doing everything? I mean, it's awesome. It doesn't like the hot temperatures, so during the summer it kind of goes dormant. So it is one that you can use year after year after year. But in the summer, you're letting it go dormant. Whereas a lot of your other house plants, those types of things, like the winter months to go dormant. This one wants to thrive during the winter months and go dormant in the summer. Now, you can also look at the Kalanchoe or the Calanchio, however you want to say it. Those are some cool cactus-looking type plant that does well during the Christmas months. So definitely take a look at that. It's got different colors, different styles, everything. Another one that is actually going to last into, you know, kind of can bloom all year round on some of these, but orchids, right? Take a look at orchids. They're great gifts, but then they will continue to bloom into January, February. So just, you know, some of these things are great for the holidays, but they will continue throughout the year and you can keep them. So definitely something to be thinking about when it comes to these plants. Now we're going to take a break. We'll touch base on a few more of these plants, a few house plants to be thinking about this time of year. When we get back, like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. No phone calls right now. We are just talking plants. We're talking anything holiday related. I'm taking a little bit of time off. Get some preventative maintenance taken care of. And we'll be back in a few weeks here. But tons of live information that's new. So really keep it in mind. Coming up in the next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm really excited. My brother Jason's coming on. We're going to spend the entire hour. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about, you know, what he does now, which is amazing, and I'm super jealous. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving flowers. We're going to talk about Christmas flowers. We're going to talk about centerpieces. We're going to talk about wreaths. I mean, it's awesome. Like, we're going to reminisce some. And one of the great things about taping some of the shows is I can do them in all different orders. I've already done the segment with him coming up. It just gave me so much energy for the rest of the taping that I'm going to do. It's so exciting. So I really want you to listen to it. If, the show ends for you at 8 o'clock, I want you to go to our website at paulparent.com. And I want you to go to where it says listen live and listen to the 8 o'clock hour. Just back and forth between the two of us. It's awesome. It made me feel like I was a kid again, just the two of us going back and forth. There were less fights, right? We're on the national radio, so we can't do that, but you know how it is. Anyways, let's get back into some of these plants, some of these other things. We touched base on, some will call it Kalanchoe, some will call it Calanchoe, whichever you want to call it. We'll just call it a cool flower at Christmas. It's actually a succulent, right? It's actually this nice succulent, but it's actually from Madagascar, where they can grow them outdoors. They got little flowers on them, right on the top of it. It looks, the rest of the time it looks like a succulent that you would get anywhere. They have nice scalloped leaves that are deep green. The foliage is just, it's really cool looking. Once it flowers, it's just a different flower that you haven't seen. It's a starry looking flower. It can bloom, honestly, from winter to spring. So this is one that it wants mild temperatures. It doesn't want to get below 60. It wants to probably stay closer to 70 to really maintain where it's at. You know, there's not a lot to do to it. Not a lot of maintenance. It's a succulent. Succulents are easy, right? They have few problems with pests or diseases or anything like that. So it's definitely a great plant. So like we said, it's an easy one to grow. Minimal care to it. But you got to take a look at the light levels, right? Southern light can be too much where it burns the tips of the leaves, right? We want it to be in like a partial sun, lighter shade area. So you could probably go into a northwest facing window or a west facing window. So it's going to get, not all day sun, right? Or maybe it's the eastern facing. So when the sun comes up in the morning, it only gets to a certain time. So if you're buying one and you're looking to repot it, we're looking for a very light mix. We're not talking like heavy soil, like a soil from outside. We're looking at a light mix. If it's a peat moss or a soilless mix, there's perlite in it, etc. So nice light mix. You're going to water that plant deeply every time. And every time you're going to let it dry out all the way before you water it again. So very deep waterings where you can put it in the sink, water it, keep the faucet on a trickle, let it just sit and just sit and sit, let it soak in there, and then let it dry out completely before the next time. Right? And it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks. It's all going to depend on your house. It's all going to depend if it's above a heat source. Is it, by a draft? What's it going to do, right? And then finally with the, fertilizing, you fertilize it once a month with a houseplant food. You could do like a 10-10-10 again from Bonide. You could use any of the Espoma liquid foods. Those would be fine, but once a month during the growing season. Now we're going to take a break here. As I said, coming up, 8 o'clock hour, my brother Jason's joining us. It's really exciting. I'm excited. Can't wait to hear it again. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.